Now we come down to this section here where God says that for these people, judgment is going to come gradually. And I think it comes that way today. Sometimes it comes suddenly. And what is worse than sudden judgment? Well, the thing that's worse is for it to come gradually, so gradually that you really don't even detect it. Verse 17, judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. Now he says here in verse 20, for the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in. Have you ever gone to a hotel or motel or visit a friend and they put you in a bed and the cover's not quite long enough? It won't come up around your neck. And if you do pull it up around your neck, your feet stick out. And then you find yourself in a short bed. Your feet hang over, or you have to prop your head up, or you have to sleep at an angle. That's not too good, is it? God says, well, I'm going to just begin by just giving you a short bed. The cover won't be quite enough. And then from there on, there will come the judgment of God. And it came to them, well, they were 100 years from it, but it came finally to them. Now he says here, and I won't read this section here, go into detail, but from verses 23 to 29, you have almost a parable of the wheat and tares. And he talks about the different kinds of grain and the fact that different kinds of grain require different kinds of thrashing. There is hard grains and there are soft grains. And you use the different kind. He says here, verse 28, bread corn is bruised. You see, because he will not ever be thrashing it. Got to be careful with the soft grains. Now, we have here fennel and cumin and wheat and barley and rye. They're all different. Now, that's the way God judges, he says. And the judgment is the harvest. The individual or nation will actually determine the character of the judgment which is to fall upon them. Isn't that interesting? In other words, if you're hard and resist God, you're a hard grain. You're a hard nut to crack. And the judgment's going to be severe upon you. Man came to me, and I don't have time to tell the story, but he lost his wife and 2 children. And then he came to himself. He said, God had to knock me down 3 times because he said I was such a hard, hardened sinner. Before I came to myself, well, God will thrash you, friend. And if you're a hard nut, I tell you the judgment will be hard. The Lord Jesus put it like this in Matthew 13:30, let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I'll say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And he says he's going to send forth his angels to gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and they will be judged. How tremendous this is. And you'll determine the kind of judgment, my lost friend. You are hardened. You'll only listen to him. He'll put you over where the wheat is. How different.